1940-1941, Srila Guru Maharaj is residing there. And on the Jagannath Rath Yatra day, 1942, he made some celebration, hoisted a big flag, and declared that the math is now officially opened and established. So from 1942, now is 2024, you mathematicians, how many years? 82 years, yes? Young brains, come on. Young brains. 82 years ago, Srila Guru Maharaj established the math, and he did predict that the renown of the math will ever increasingly be spread all over the world. And that renown of the math will be the teachings of Rupa Goswami, the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, coming through Rupa Goswami, coming through Raghunath Das Goswami, coming in this super exalted line all the way to the present day. And that present day for Srila Guru Maharaj, for Srila Sridhar Maharaj, was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Guru Maharaj, Guru Re, then he was known as the Lion Guru because he tolerated no nonsense in spiritual life. If things weren't right, he said so. And he established what was right with full Vedic scriptural backing, with clear logic, and by putting into practice himself showing what is spiritual life. So this is the perfect acharya, that by example, teaching what is the spiritual journey to go back home, and not just in a general way. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came to show the conclusion of all the different broad teachings of the Vedas. And you are all Hindu, of Hindu origin, Hindu tradition. And Hindu means, in general, those who give honor to the Vedas. The Vedas, the ancient scriptures from from the Himalayas is where they were gathered together by Veda Vyas in Badrik Ashram, just near Badrik Ashram up in the Himalayas. And he gathered together the Vedas and got them, put them into writing in some systematic way. And so there's so much guidance for all, from all directions, for everybody to come and turn their attention towards the center, from wherever we may be, from deep in illusion to being a sincere spiritualist, then from ever we may be on our journey, as it were, then Veda Vyas, he compiled the Vedas, which are giving good instruction for everyone to improve the quality of life, to think of something higher than just what the animals think of. And so the human life, it is meant for a higher objective. But then the highest objective, that was also given by Veda Vyas from the Vedas. And that was given in Srimad Bhagavatam, the ripened fruit of the Vedic tree. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to focus on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Srimad Bhagavatam too, there are many leelas, many pastimes. But where is Srimad Bhagavatam leading us to? Canto by canto, chapter by chapter, through 18,000 verses. It's bringing us to the Radha Krishna Leela of Goloka Vrindavan. So the broad Veda getting narrowed down in its focus of what is the purpose of the Veda, of knowledge. Veda means knowledge. And even in some languages of the world today, Veda still means knowledge. I was surprised when we are with the Russian-speaking people. In Russia, Veda means knowledge. And it's not a coincidence, because knowledge is important for us to improve with anything. Here we are living with electricity and buildings and cameras and all, and motor cars and nice cloth, all sorts of things. But we learn how to make cloth. We learn how to do anything. Just to make the thread that to sew the garlands together, how to make a needle. We learn from somebody, we're getting knowledge, but we need to find the knowledge which is the best knowledge for our life. So human life, it is meant to get this knowledge of our home, the conclusion given in Srimad Bhagavatam, spotlighted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that spotlight that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given has come out through the disciplic succession to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that lion guru who accepting that all religious practices are good, better than doing nothing. But there is a gradation of religious practice, and there's a gradation of the goal in which each religious practice will take us to. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message was brought by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in a very strong way, at a time when in India, when we heard that so much money was being spent for completely mundane things, even the marriage of cats and dogs. And now we kind of laugh, oh, how can people spend so much money for the marriage of cats and dogs? But still, that comes up in the modern age. We see people spending so much money on their dogs, on their cats, on these things. And by the way, Srila Prabhupada, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, when he came to the West, he was quite quick to understand it. English opposite of God and turn it backwards and dog. But this was prominent then when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur saw the state of the world, saw the state of the religious world, that it become very diluted at best and needed to be some proper revision for the benefit of everyone. After all, Mahaprabhu came for the benefit of everyone, not just a certain caste, creed, or location, geographic location. But Mahaprabhu came to show that the knowledge, Veda, is for every human being. And every human being has this power of discrimination, learning. We're all going to school. There are whole foundations for sending people to school in Africa. I saw that Mauritius claims to be part of Africa, but you're a long way from Africa. And I was born in Africa, and I traveled in Africa a lot, so you have to swim a long way to get out from Mauritius. Anyway, people, there are foundations for putting people into school in Africa and other places where they don't have education, because everybody knows that education is the wealth of our life, of human life. But education in what? Not education of exploitation, but education to know that life is meant for dedication to God, not dedication to dog, as we just made that analogy. So the Srimad Bhagavatam tells that the world is the place for us to learn how to be devotees of the Lord, and not a place for us to learn how to be a better animal in the animal kingdom. The animals, they're all looking for food, they're looking for somewhere to rest, they get tired, they get thirsty, they get hungry, they're looking for family life, and then they're trying to preserve themselves from being eaten by other animals, etc., etc. So we are also trying to do the same things. In general, this is our animal side, this is our mundane necessity of living. But the human life has much more potential than just having a family life and trying to maintain health, etc., which is inevitably temporary. So we may be successful in some way for some short time, but the permanent success is to find how to get a visa, how to get not only the visa, but the citizenship of our home, where we don't have to keep changing bodies. And even when we are healthy, we all know, we have experience in our life with hundreds or even thousands of cases where we know that there can be sudden reverses in life. And gently behind us all is this, you know, understanding that at any moment anything can happen, and hence that helps us pray. You know, dear Lord, please protect my family, please protect. This is very wonderful that we need protection. But we can't be protected from the death of this body. We all know, if we just sit back and think, yes, in 100 years, well, at least we can say, in 100 years' time, none of us will be here. Maybe in 60 years' time, some of you will be here, but in 60 years' time, some of us won't be here too, and much less. So the body is extremely temporary, but our home, which we all know inside exists, which is a permanent land, a permanent place where we don't have to keep taking bodies, don't have to keep going back to school, don't have to keep doing all sorts of things that, you know, in this world we are obliged to do. But rather we can, where we will flourish with happiness and joy. And not only temporary happiness and joy of this world doing something exciting. We saw, well, in the immigration today, for coming into Mauritius, we saw that they're advertising paragliding or something here, skydiving in Mauritius. You know, skydiving and get some thrill if you don't injure yourself, or you get some thrill before you injure yourself. And then, you know, skydiving, we're looking for some little happiness in this world. But it is all futile. But there is a happiness that is known as ananda. A happiness which comes ananda, and then that has great gradation, and then there is parama ananda, and there is prema. There's so many gradations which are given, but that joy is not the joy of adrenaline or the joy of gentle satisfaction that I pass my exams, I'm the top of the class, so little, you know, oh, I'm very happy, very proud. Actually, Krishna doesn't like pride also. Doesn't tolerate pride. When we are proud, we can get a slap on the cheek. So our home of joy and eternal joy, ananda vardhan. Vardhan is ever increasing, overflowing. Every day is new, everything is fresh, not stale. And so our home exists now. And Srila Guru Maharaj explains, Goloka Vrindavan exists. Krishna's Leela exists. He's there with the boyfriends, with all his older generation, with all the girlfriends, the boyfriends, the environment, the cows, the calves, the birds, and every living entity, everything there is conscious and living. And then everything is joyful to serve the Lord in unlimited ways, whatever is required. That land is the land of prema. Krishna Prema, and it exists. It is just that we are not there now. Before I came to Mauritius, I knew Mauritius existed. I'd heard from others. But now, today, we've come to Mauritius, and we see, oh yes, Mauritius always existed, but only now are we here. We heard about it before. We heard about Mauritius from Srila Gurudev. We heard about Mauritius from the devotees who accompanied him. And no doubt at school, we will have read something about Mauritius, sugarcane. Okay, Mauritius produces sugarcane. So we knew of Mauritius, and now we see, yes, Mauritius exists, but we knew it existed before. So it's a rough analogy to say that we know about Goloka Vrindavan. It exists, but we are not there yet. And we can only go to Goloka Vrindavan by the grace of the residence. Actually, we can only come to Mauritius by the grace of the residence. When we come in, then we have to first of all fill in. Now we have to do things all digitally. It's a new world, but we have to fill in and a form, an immigration. Are you qualified to come? Are you a good boy or a bad boy? I really am a good boy. Okay. And then we have to meet a person who is then going to say, so still, in this world, we've got some analogy to help us understand that not everybody can come into Mauritius, and not everybody can come into Goloka Vrindavan. And Goloka Vrindavan, what is the qualification to come there? Not that you have a job, not that you've not been to jail, not all those things. These are the qualifications for coming here, but to go to Goloka Vrindavan. then the qualification is your selflessness for the Lord and His devotees. And if we have any idea that I am going to gain, oh, what a nice place, I'm going to enjoy here, find a nice chair and sit and have a martini and a cigar. Then if we have these kind of ideas in the back of our mind, we have to stay somewhere else. There is a land which is like that. I think that's called Hawaii. But anyway, there is a land like that. Which, you know, there's gradation of life in the material world, but even in the very pure world, there's gradation of life in the pure world. And we're told that Vaikuntha in general means unlimited. And the first stages of Vaikuntha, of the relationship of service with the Lord, is with Narayan, Vishnu, the grand form of the Lord, and as a servitor to the grand master. And then, from there is gradation. Coming today, we're remembering Ramachandra. So coming to that perfect, exemplary Ramachandra and Ramachandra's associates and his kingdom, and coming step by step to the Krishna conception, and then Krishna in Dwarka, Krishna in Mathura, Krishna in Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan, Krishna of different conceptions too. So everywhere there's gradation, but in the Vaikuntha plane, the qualification to enter is that we are 100% dedicated to the Lord and putting ourselves in His hand and not trying to separately endeavor for myself, me, myself, I want this, I want that. And that may be a starting point in our devotional life, that first of all we are praying, and as children we are all brought up to pray, that, oh, pray to the Lord for this, for that, for this, for that. Pray to the Lord for your education. I don't know what the traditions are here, but in Bengal they pray to Saraswati Devi very much, and Saraswati Puja, the children all pray. Then they don't have to study. But, you know, everybody has some idea. We're coming to say, oh dear Lord, give me this, give me that, please make me pass my exam. I promise I'll be good afterwards. You know, I wasn't good before. I'll be good afterwards. Just make me pass my exam. But this is me conscious. But we have to then one day wake up that actually the Lord isn't my servant. I should be His servant. What does He want from me? And so this introduction, this idea into our heart, from that beginning starts a whole new journey, not of material, the journey of general material education, material prosperity, material gain, but it's of spiritual education, spiritual prosperity, and spiritual gain. And the spiritual gain ultimately comes to, we get taken back to our home, where we should be living permanently and happily, and not going through all the reverses of this world, the trials and troubles of this world. And that home is Goloka Vrindavan. This is given by the Veda, the scripture, and the scripture, this is basically where is Hindu. Hindu has appreciation for the Veda in whatever aspect. We know that there we are getting advice from above, from a senior generation, from the section who are expert in spiritual understanding, expert in understanding where we live. And I look forward, by the way, tonight to seeing some stars, because I see that Mauritius sky is very clear. And I expect all of you have seen like thousands of stars in the sky. Maybe, can you see the Milky Way here in Mauritius sometimes? Sometimes, yeah, away from the lights and things, you see that. So even where we live, we don't know where we live. We think, oh, Mauritius, or Long Mountain, or, you know, whatever it may be. Or then, oh, it's planet Earth. But then, when we look in the sky at night, yes, I know when we went to school, they gave us some idea. But it's not the idea which is given by the Vedas. It's the idea which is given by not knowing anything and then guessing and trying to understand, is it right or wrong? So the Hindus, they appreciate the Vedas. And you know that you live in a place of 14 worlds of higher and lower quality of life. But the Vedas, they are also telling us that we live in a world where all these worlds are temporary. And beyond the constraint of the upper and lower planetary systems is a river called the Viraja, the Virojo, Viraja River, and beyond that we come to the personal service world of the Lord, the Vaikuntha Plains, I mean, described very simply, and then you've got gradation of the Vaikuntha planets. So Mahaprabhu came to show us the ripened fruit of the Veda, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Prema, eternal joyful life with the Lord, only possible through service. This is the nature of every living entity. We are created by the Lord for Him, not to try to be little lords ourselves, to steal from Him and even ask Him to be our servant. So we are created for serving Him, and service is a beautiful thing. And everybody knows who comes to the temple, who helps to serve prasadam, who helps to do something. There is a special kind of nourishment by giving our energy, and giving our energy not just anywhere and everywhere, but for the Lord and for His devotees. So this is the path to our home, to learn how to be selfless, to learn how to give, and to do this under the guidance, not of, oh yes, I'll, my discrimination, I'll try to see what to do, what altar to have, what songs I can sing. We need to have some guidance in our daily life. So Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has given us the focus, the Lord Himself 500 years ago, approximately. Then the current coming through Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, as we were saying earlier, coming to the recent time to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who made everything very clear, strongly, with all authority of the Vedas, and everybody understands that the Vedas are the authority. From the Vedas, showing the purity, the goal of Krishna Prema through devotion in Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, and showing that the way to achieve that is not by pretending or meditating, trying to transport ourselves through our thoughts. Because how far can our mind extend? We can't even extend into the universe, not to speak beyond it. But through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Then, from the scripture again, telling us that to chant the holy name of the Lord is the process in Kali Yuga to get us out of suffering and into our joyful home. And not only to go into relief from birth and death, but to enter the highest plane of our joyful home, Goloka Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu gave this. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave this. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all of his senior devotees know that he passed that main current on to Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rokop, Sridhadev Goswami Maharaj, whose puja song we sang just now, his arati song we sang just now. And Srila Guru Maharaj, he was the carrier of that current. He prepared Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada for his grand worldwide preaching, which has brought everybody from distant corners of the world, far distant corners, who never had any idea about Krishna consciousness or Bhagavad Gita or you are not the body, the vegetarian, even ABC of proper living and where to get guidance. Srila Prabhupada, this message of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he introduced this to the world, and he was prepared by Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he fully prepared Srila Govinda Maharaj, our dear Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, who came to Mauritius at least twice.
No, five.
Well, five is at least twice. So twice plus one. He came five times to Mauritius, yes. And so he came here, and he was Srila Guru Maharaj's fully prepared disciple in all aspects, both by official, you can say, receiving the holy name, receiving diksha, receiving sannyas, But by, as Mohanananda was saying, the heart transaction, the current flowing not of knowledge, but of heart. And Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he brought the heart of Srila Guru Maharaj to the world and his teachings. And Srila Guru Maharaj was bringing the heart of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati to Thakur, to the world, and his teachings. And in this way, they have given us so much foundation, and the whole construction upon that life, that foundation, to make the life successful for any serious student. And Srila Gurudev would say, actually, about Krishna consciousness, the only real qualification is that we want to want it. We need to want that. When we can understand what is Goloka Vrindavan, that really is my home, and we want that, then Krishna will come, Mahaprabhu will come, Guru and Gauranga will come to give us all assistance to take us to our home. Our need is to have that laulyam, that hankering for real Krishna consciousness, not just to sign into a society, but that, yes, I really want to be a servant connected in that plane. And this opportunity we all have got through Srila Prabhupada, through Srila Guru Maharaj, through Srila Gurudev. And between Srila Prabhupada's introduction, Srila Guru Maharaj's protection, and his preparing Srila Prabhupada and Srila Govinda Maharaj, and that depth, and then through Srila Gurudev, developing what Srila Prabhupada gave, if he had stayed in the world for another, he passed away in 1977. So 1918, mathematicians. So if he'd stayed in the world another 33 years, which is what Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev were, another 33 years in the world with us, I mean directly, giving guidance, developing what Srila Prabhupada had sown around the world, the seeds he'd sown, the plants that were growing, then under the shelter of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev, Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Govinda Maharaj, then this Krishna consciousness has been protected, nourished and grown for the sincere souls who can recognize that continuation of the flow of Krishna consciousness, the flow of nourishment, the flow of guidance in a very living way by their direct presence. And throughout all of this time, then the Veda is being revealed in the English language directly, without having to think, oh, is this translation the right translation or not? Srila Prabhupada, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and Srila Govinda Maharaj, all flowing, what they say is Veda. And we know it. We were with Srila Guru Maharaj when there were no books by Srila Guru Maharaj at all. Only we have the one-on-one direct association and hearing him. And then a year later, the first book came out. Excuse me, just chant Hare Krishna. Silent. See, you all are good. Then the very first book of Srila Guru Maharaj came out, called Search for Sri Krishna, Reality of the Beautiful. And that book, when we got that book in our hand, I was amazed, and we were amazed, those who were there. It's like, I was there, I heard Guru Maharaj say this, and here it is in black and white. Here we have, flowing from, as Guru Maharaj said, written in black and white. Veda Vyas, when he gave the Vedas, he drew the Vedas. He collected them together, he spoke them. And you know who wrote them? Actually, the scribe was Ganesh, Ganapati. He's writing, the scribe. So Guru Maharaj, he spoke. Srila Prabhupada, he spoke. Srila Gurudev, he spoke. And their speaking has been scribed, not by Ganesh, but by the modern devotees. They've been written down into black and white, and we see that flow of descending guidance, descending guardianship for the nourishment of the sincere souls. So we can capture their teaching, we can capture so much from the books, but at the end of the day, it is the connection with the devotees where we hope we can feel some magnetism and we can understand that this is a living life and a joyful life, and it is not for theory, for sitting in the Starbucks or something and comparing notes about different gurus and different philosophies, and like in the university where you've got a whole section of, you know, thousands of books probably on philosophy and on Hinduism and on, you know, meditation or yoga, all kind of connected in some way of trying to have self-improvement of consciousness. But here we are coming to the point of knowledge, the point of consciousness, the point of life, and the very point of how to achieve it. It's not a story of some yogis, and we know yogis could meditate for hundreds and thousands of years in the past, and it's very attractive. We've been in the Himalayas and been attracted to see some of the caves where we know the yogis meditated. But it's a dream for us. We can't, if we were to go in the cave, we can't meditate there for more than a few, well, seconds. In reality, we may try for a few minutes, a few hours, a day or two. Srila Gurudev also gave some idea. Then after 2 days, we're thinking of pizza. After 3 days, this. After 4 days, we got some aches and pains. We're thinking, oh, we got to go to the doctor. After 5 days, and then we're hopeless. We can't make proper meditation. But we've got our guides and guides, nourishment, and the method to achieve the goal, not as a dream, not as something somebody or bodies did millions or thousands of years ago. Within the present, and that is to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offense, through humility, tolerance, and giving on to others, and keeping our heart simple and basic. A very simple procedure, finally. So anyway, we're happy to be with you. We're happy to be here, and if I can be useful while here, to share, to answer questions, because we saw so many situations come up in the time of Guru Maharaj, in the time of Srila Gurudev. We've seen how they dealt with so many situations, how they responded, and we're very happy to assist as we feel, honestly, we can. And so during this week or so that we're here, then I'm here to serve. We are the servant of the devotee. And I'm told that at 8:20 there is after. Oh, 8:18, that was 1.5 minutes. Okay. So any, yes.
Has anybody got any questions?
A 1 minute 30 seconds.
Your question can be long, but the answer will be short.
But today is introduction, and we also try to be punctual when we have after 8:20. Okay, we'll have after 8:20. So a little bit of introduction. And we're with good folks here, by the way. I think we're 8 people who have come from abroad, yes, to join you at this time. And they weren't forced to come. They were attracted to come to Mauritius because we've heard so much about the devotees in Mauritius. And in India, where I was in Chaitanya Sarasat Math with Guru Maharaj and then Gurudev, we've met so many devotees from Mauritius. And everybody, you're actually world famous through your mood and the land itself. Gurudev liked Mauritius, he gave many stories which we can share later. And when we got on the plane, we came on Air Mauritius to come here. And the servitors were men on the plane. Maybe the ladies were, I think there were ladies in the business class, but for us we got men. Yeah. But they reminded me of the devotees, their mood of service, how they spoke, very sweet and gentle. And then we can understand Mauritius has a culture of serving, of satisfying. What would you like? And are you like happy? And genuinely, it didn't feel hollow. It felt genuine. So they reminded me of the devotees. So 8 devotees from different countries have come to be here with you. So please learn, hear from them, share with each other. We're here to share the family. An island of 50 kilometers by 50 kilometers. The world is a bit bigger, a few more, 50 plus kilometers. And the devotee world, of course, extends much further to the Loka Vrindavan.
We're going to be here for another...
Well, a full week.
So, in the interim, if you think of anything you wish to ask Maharaj, please let us know. There'll be programs continuously at the temple, especially Govardhan Puja. We're very, very fortunate. But as Maharaj has said to you, that Mauritius is a very special place in the hearts of our masters. So we're very touched by being here. And we want to get to know you guys a lot more. So don't be shy to ask questions and come visit us at the temple. Start your puja
in the coming days.
In the coming days. Yeah. So now we're going to do puja.
Yes.
Jai Srila Guru Dev Ki.
Jai.
Jai.
Jai Shri Puja. Evening Sangya Arati. Jai.